It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
While Republicans wrestle with their Tea Party issues, Democrats here in Michigan are not without malcontents within their own coalition.
And more than a year out from the 2014 election, that discontent could have some bearing on how the D's do next year as they look to shift the balance of power in Lansing.
We mention all of this as the AFL-CIO Labor Umbrella Group wraps up its national convention in Los Angeles. The last 2.5 years in Lansing have not been terribly kind to labor, capped last December, of course, when Michigan shocked the nation by becoming a right-to-work state.
We'll see how that law affects union membership in the coming year.
It's widely expected that union roles and revenues will suffer as it becomes easier for workers to opt out of union membership.
Labor, still the core constituency of the state Democratic Party, is looking to lawmaking and political action to accomplish what it got in the past through collective bargaining. But to do that, labor and Democrats have to win elections starting next year.
And history does not offer much comfort to Democrats. Michigan governors typically win second terms. The party in the White House typically gets clobbered in the midterm election of a president's second term.
There's an axiom about Michigan and other purple states, especially when it comes to voters in midterm elections, and that is Democrats may be more numerous, but Republicans are more committed.
Add to that that congressional and legislative district lines are drawn more often than not to benefit Republican candidates. And, well, it's just more bad news for the D's.
But those district lines, like all this analysis, are based on turnout models, what we've seen happen before. Change the turnout model and you change the result.
Oh, well, easy peasy. Hear that, Dems? Problem is solved.
Your sarcasm is infectious. But your point is a good one. If it were that simple, it would happen all the time. Political operations, good ones anyway, have voter data that drills down to every ward and precinct. Some are even more detailed than that. They tell a candidate how many people from various places they need to turn out in order to meet what's sometimes called a win number. They know where people will vote and how they are likely to vote.
Democrats don't win in 2014 based on classic turnout models. They need to use that old phrase, a paradigm shift.
Hey, brother, can you paradigm?
Democrats need to resuscitate the Obama turnout machine without President Obama at the top of the ballot, boost turnout among African-American and Hispanic voters, and get marginal Democrats, sometimes called transactional Democrats, more engaged.
One of the frustrations of the Democratic establishment is people, for example, who are part of an individual movement, environmental conservation or advocates for reproductive rights, LGBT, to name a few, who become involved when their issues are at stake, but don't necessarily consider themselves fully made members of the Democratic Party.
Many of them self-identify as independents, but they are behavioral Democrats when they show up to vote. They're also more likely to write a check for a cause than to a political party or a party caucus. That affects organizing, advertising, election day, get out the vote operations. Money, after all, is the mother's milk of politics.
Labor would like to have those groups with their votes and their dollars fully within the Democratic fold. But what is labor willing to give up to get that?
For example, would labor agree to change the Democratic Party's convention rules to give other groups a bigger voice?
You would never see an insurgency dominate a state Democratic convention the way we've seen Tea Partiers take over a Republican convention.
Right. Democratic Party rules allow big institutional players like the UAW to buy memberships and dump hundreds of delegates on a convention. That's what keeps the UAW in charge.
And every party likes to say it's a big tent, a home for all types, that they are inclusive.
But that also means giving in, giving up a little to hopefully win a lot. But no one easily gives up power once they get it.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio. We'll be right back.